that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the Thursday of the first week of Lent. It is also the first day of March, the month of St. Joseph, and the first Thursday of March, which is our special day of praying and offering up sacrifices for priests. Finally, today is the day of St. David, whose little shrine is there. St. David is the patron saint of Wales. Wales is a part now of England, and the Welsh were once the people who lived in almost all of England, and St. David is their great patron saint. Well, children, it is almost lunchtime, and we're meant to be thinking today, I think, about eating and about food. Not just, though, lunch or food for the stomach, but food for our soul, with which those who of you who are old enough have just now been fed the bread of angels. The bread that I will give, our Lord promises in today's communion verse, is my flesh for the life of the world. St. Joseph, whom we begin to honor now on his special day, the 1st of March. St. Joseph is symbolized in the Old Testament Bible stories by another Joseph. And remember, this Joseph was the Hebrew who went down into Egypt, and he had the wise plan against the days of famine to store the grain. And so when the people got hungry, St. Joseph had already taken care of that. So the Pharaoh used to say, well, go to Joseph. And that's one of the symbols or the types of St. Joseph, children, that St. Joseph provides us with the bread of life. He is the nurse and the foster father of our Lord, and he provided for the Holy Family food and shelter every day. We know he provides for us the bread of life, our Lord himself, as well as for our material needs. St. Joseph, in a special way, is the patron saint of priests, and we'll say a special prayer in his honor today to watch over, to guard, and to protect all of our priests and our students for the priesthood. We're meant to be thinking about eating today, and I think maybe that's what the pilgrims thought of when they went to today's stational church. As you see from the statue of St. Lawrence, the first deacon on the altar, children, today's stational mass is at one of the churches of St. Lawrence. He has many in Rome because he's the patron saint of Rome. And in this particular church, it's called St. Lawrence in Paniperna. Paniperna is Italian for kind of a ham or a bacon sandwich, because the monks that had this church, in their goodness, used to hand out these sandwiches to pilgrims to tide them over. Of course, I suppose they wouldn't hand out a meat sandwich during Lent, but I mean during the rest of the year, they would. St. Lawrence didn't hand out sandwiches, but remember, St. Lawrence was the saint who took care of all of the sick and all of the poor and all of the elderly that had no one to care for them. And he sold all of the treasures of the church and gave it away to the poor rather than to see these treasures fall in the hands of the pagans. So he's a saint too, like St. Joseph, of helping or taking care of others. Now, last of all, we consider our blessed Savior himself. He gives us the true bread that comes down from heaven. And of course, through the providence of God, by means of the saints, and on earth, by means of our parents or family, we get taken care of our spiritual as well as our physical needs. Food for the body, food for the soul comes to us from the providence of God. Almighty God always has a plan, children, but sometimes if we pray very hard, Almighty God will hear our prayer in an unusual or extraordinary way. That's the case of the lady in today's gospel. She was a pagan. She was from Canaan, and she wanted a miracle for her daughter, and our Lord said that it wasn't the time for the pagans yet. Right now, it was still just the time for the Jews. But she prayed so humbly and also so cleverly, you might say, with her prayer, that our Lord gave her a special exception and heard her prayer out of due time, as he does so very often for us when we pray very, very hard for certain special intentions, because our Lord loves to make us, his children, happy.
And so our Lord said to the pagan woman, he said that it's not right to take the bread or the food of the children and give it to the dogs, which was rather an insulting way. But see, the Jews looked at pagans that way, as I was explaining to you yesterday, and the Jews still look at everyone else who's not a Jew in that way, sort of like a dog or something. Well, this woman was so intent on getting a miracle from our Lord for her daughter that she said very humbly and also very quickly, she said, "But Lord, even the puppies that are under the table, why, they get the bread, the crumbs that fall from the table at least." And our Lord admired her faith and her humility, and he gave her her prayer. So it's a beautiful lesson to us, whether we're making a novena to St. Joseph or praying to any for any special occasion. Let's just keep on praying. Our Lord might test us, but he wants to hear our prayers and always give us, his children, the very best. Now we'll kneel down and we'll say a prayer for some of these good intentions, children.